Hello, welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of little programs to highlight research on the campus to celebrate the 100th anniversary or the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we have Andrea Shaheen. She is from the Department of Music and she's an oboist. What does an oboist do for research?
I actually do a number of things performance-wise, but the main focus of my research has been contemporary performance practice of musicians in Syria. So I actually went to Syria and have done extensive fieldwork there on both the instrument that I play and related instruments.
That could be dangerous in these current times.
In current times, yes, but I haven't been back since 2010 when everything was really quite well in Syria.
So how do you continue this research program if you can't go to the subject, if you like?
It's been difficult. Luckily, social media helps quite a bit. So I keep in touch with many musicians via Facebook, email, some by telephone and Skype, et cetera. But it's really not easy. And, you know, during these times right now, my priority isn't so much continuing research as it is just making sure that these wonderful people that I worked with are okay.
Well, I was going to say that you must be a little bit of a lifeline to some of them, just through the social media. They know there's somebody out there that knows them intimately.
So far they've expressed that they're grateful that I'm still presenting their music and their musical practices to people here because they're unable to do much in their situation right now.
Does the oboe have its antecedents in some more ancient instrument in the Middle East?
Absolutely. That's actually how my research started. In my first visit to Syria, I heard this instrument called the zurna, which is considered a predecessor to the oboe. It's like a folk oboe, if you will, in Syria. And it's played actually today in pop music and folk music. It's really quite present in the daily lives of Syrians, which is what attracted me to doing research there.
Well, I don't know a lot about Syria, but I know it's an extraordinarily complicated country in terms of religion. I mean,
yes.
Apart from the Shia and the Sunni, they're Druze, they're Christians, there's other groups. Mm-hmm. Does the music cut across those lines, or is there a very clear sort of passion in one group for one type of music?
I think it depends on what musical practice that you're looking at. So if you're looking at something that's more maybe symphonic, classic, or Western-oriented, that really cuts across all lines. If you're looking at specific folk musics, then those are, assigned, if you will, to specific religions, or different religions use those practices differently.
I mean, I think back to English folk music, where the Irish are always blaming the English for everything in their folk songs. The same thing happened in the Middle East?
I think you might hear some similarities, yes.
So you cannot go back, but I mean, you're planning to go back. But do you give performances on the old instrument as well as your oboe?
I do. I just finished performing actually at the University of Arizona on the zurna. I gave a master class and a performance there. It's something that I think in terms of the music world, we're becoming more and more interested in these practices globally and historically, and so I've been asked to do, you know, quite a few things on that instrument, actually.
That's very nice. And do you compose?
I arrange. I'll arrange folk tunes and arrange old songs, but I'm not really a composer.
Andrea Shaheen from the Department of Music, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
This is 100 at 100, research for our next century in celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso, and I'm Keith Pannell.